It's 3 a.m. in New York, sometime in 1995. The other half of the world, the other side. It might have been warm outside, maybe cold, who could tell? Three of us stumbled into room 421 at the Gramercy Park Hotel. It's 3 a.m. in New York. We sat for a while. We started to talk. We started to smile. Then he played a song I knew very well. 3 a.m. in New York. At the Gramercy Park Hotel. He passed the guitar round over and over and over again, till one of us broke a string. It was probably him. The songs came out strong. They were loud, they were long. There were songs about girls, about boys. Sung a lot, screamed a lot. We made lots of noise. Minstrels and maidens and heartbroken songs made me cry. And we were anonymous, androgynous, bearers of truth. And the indie rock columnists would have freaked out if they knew. It's 3 a.m. in New York, and I knew we were right. We were young, not so young, and in love with our lives. 3 a.m. in New York, I went back to bed. Three lone trip prophets with songs in our heads. It's 3 a.m. in New York, and I just felt God lying awake in the dark. I was in awe, and I know in reality it might not be true, but for three of us here in New York, it's all we. I know it's just songs playing on guitars. It's not rocket science flying to Mars. And I know it's not much, but it's all that I have to be sure that I'm real again and again. And if there comes a day when my fingers don't work or my voice loses sound, gives me grief, gives me hurt, well, I swear on that day when I lose what's worthwhile, from that day forth I never shall smile. It's 3 a.m. fine, I feel well. Sound asleep at the Gramercy Park Hotel.